see after sometime because I have a wedding. And I'm not sure tomorrow, let's say my schedule's a little bit, and then we'll try for normal and see what happens if we have to adjust. What's that? Yeah, we'll try for regular, and if there's a problem, I'll let you know. Maybe we'll try to get in some meetings tomorrow for sure. That I can certainly do. Okay, so let's begin and let's try to make some headway. We'll try to do something in advance of Purim as well, either tomorrow if we can, or maybe Tuesday a little bit. We'll figure that out. And we'll also figure out Thursday's schedule at some point as well. Okay, we're in the middle of discussing some other aspects of the Sukkah here on the Dabba Bamalev. We did discuss the issue of the relationship a little bit between Tashbisu, or Shihiya, we'll call it, Isur Shihiya, on some level, whether it's Chiyuv Tashbisu or Isur Shihiya, or Bal Yoro Bal Yimatze. Of course, if it's Tokes Mano, and maybe even if it's Lutnes Mano, but the relationship between all of that and Achila, and especially as we find that it goes in the different directions with regard to, you know, which is the dominant one, are we learning Achila from Hashbasa or vice versa? Again, I don't want to, you know, we've discussed it, but the analysis of Tosas, of the Rash Mishans, and of course the earlier discussions with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbah and the Rashi, all of this figures in very prominently right into this bigger picture. But it's very interesting to know, I say, that it sometimes goes in both directions. And especially if you think that Bal Yoro Bal Yimatze is a siyag d'oraisa, that should impact how you look at things. If you think that, you know, they're equal and they would just reflect each other, two sides of the same coin, or even that the main problem is just having any kind of relationship with the Chametz. And if that's most acutely, you know, highlighted by the Isur Shihiya, having it in your Rishus, because that's so unusual, and that's clearly only, unless it's a Siyag, that's only a relationship problem. So then in a certain respect, you can see Achila as resulting from Shihiya, rather than vice versa. Again, typically we would think if somebody gave us the choice, instinctively and otherwise, that Yisrael Achila is a far more, telling indication that something is toxic, and that as a chepsa, it's usur, or as a symbol either way, than simply its presence. That seems obvious. And the fact that there's an Onish Kares and Lava Malkis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Tarovis Chametz, according to whoever thinks that there is such a din, Minat Torah. Whereas, Bal Yoro Bal Yimatze, typically, Pashtus of the Gemara is that this Lava Nita Klasei is never Malkis, even for the Rambam. Who has it as Lav Shem Lameisim, we discussed that a little bit. And therefore there can be cases of Malkus, which is also Kiddush, Kana Chametz and Asa Chametz, etc. But clearly, that's a less, you never get the Karis. That's the kind of the Tosas Rajma, Tosas Rajma Shantz's question. So on the normal pecking order, you'd certainly think that because A, it is far, far more typical to have an Isur Achila and even an Isur Anah than an Isur Shihiya. Ad kedei kach, that some of the Rishonim are saying, like, where did that come from? Where do we find such a thing? They're casting around for, Avodah Zarah, other models and so on. Things that we've all discussed. So because of that, you would assume, that the primary, and I think this is still true, no matter how you slice it at the end of the day, it's mostly true. But the fact that there are, frozen bones in the Gemara, or in the Rishonim, or in some cases, more than frozen, where the consideration is the opposite, where the assumption is that, they really are completely equal, or that you know, the Tashvisu parts or the Biur parts are more, is I think really very significant. And it points to either a Hesher Hachana, you know, type orientation, but that's if it's limited to Lifnei Zmano. As if you want to say, oh, Lifnei Zmano, this is a Tashvisu, that doesn't mean there's a Nitzrachila, like the Balamar, those things that we discussed. So that's one extreme way of looking at it. But then you're not going to say, you know, if there's Vayura, there's also, you know, as an expression of it, Achila. But the more likely is that, you know, because it's more infrequent, and because it, you know, can't simply be attributed to that broader category of Yisrael, Malchus, Asuros, etc., it's, you know, more acutely represents, you know, what is singular about Kamas. And as such, you know, then when you apply it to Achila or Achila Manah, etc., right, it's, you know, kind of elevates that, or at least puts it on a different, you know, plane completely. So then it's not just, you know, fall, in a way, the ontological, I guess, order, if you can say it that way, is not so much Yisra Achila, Yisra Manah, Tashvisu, but Tashvisu or Shiria, and therefore Yisra'il and Yisra'il. So we do have some expressions of that in the Rishon, either, and that I think is an interesting phenomenon that has to be explained in these ways. Regarding the equation between the two in general, so you know, you have the Gemara here, you have a bunch of other cases that we've, you know, been discussing, including the question of Tarot's comments and so on and so forth. Just be aware, I think I told you to look at the Urayim in the Torah so we showed him. Yeah, it's Urayim, but he quotes the Iberk immediately. So he has two pieces, the Urayim in Simen Shemal and the Urayim in Simen Nundes, on this question of the relationship between, you know, the presence of Chametz and Achilas Chametz. And Yiskash Hashbasa Savor Lachilas Chametz. Right, so this is one of them. I don't know if everybody got a chance now to say quickly for time pressure. Ish Lishon. The Hekish Hashbasa Savor Lachilas Chametz. Right, Yisur Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Huda, the current Kal Shah. Quoting Rabbi Acha by Yaakov, which of course is one of the most striking ones. Right, in the other direction, you know, as we already noted and discussed, right, the idea that maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you can eat. We talked about this. We talked about, you know, the Sefer Michtam, you know, and the Maram Chalava, you know, and so on. Can you eat chemtzer shel, you know, hekdesh and chemtzer shel ak? Right, that's again maybe the most interesting, and then the discussions that were shown in there, you know, is it about Achila? Is it about Hanna'a? You know, what's it about exactly? And, you know, is it true about Maskana? So that's one of the most important ones. We discussed, again, the Raivim and Rashi, Ramban, Tosas, Rabbi Medavid. So basically, they should show the Hekish Rashbos of Sahar, Achila's come to Israel, they rule Rabbi Huda, the Perikol Shah. The Hagar Macha by Yaakov Mima Shemal Rabbi Yehuda the Yaakov and Sor Lachila Misaor Sheina Nirla Gzeir Shava Oso Klal. So if the Maskana, you know, you reject that, which we do, the Maskana, we don't think that according to Rabbi Yehuda you can eat, you know, Chemtza Shal Akum and Shal Hekdesh. So how here can the Gemara here on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, how can the Gemara say Yiska Shasam Rosa Saor Lachilas Chametz and applying it to Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir? So, of course, the answer, you know, is, the technical answer is clear, and that is that you might be mechalek between different cases regarding this equation. Right? It's not that, oh, if it's an equation between the two, you know, so number one, it's always reciprocal in both directions. Number two, it's going to apply to everything, right? Maybe there's a difference if you're talking about, you know, different applications, which is what the Urayim says at all places. Ish Lekarei, The name the Lesa the Indian Hector Shalacherim Hatarua Alinan's man the Shior Isa. As this would be the chalak between who owns the chametz. There you're going to distinguish between, you know, the Isa Shehiya and Achila and Hana. The ownership is a factor in the relationship issue, but not in Achila Ba'ana. Or another way to say it is that maybe everything is a relationship issue, but when it comes to presence, right, ownership, you know, is a factor in determining relationship, whereas in Achila Ba'ana is an objective relationship, either because, you know, of a kind of akshade or a kind of bailus or a kind of tziruf. You know, we discussed, we were talking about the Karchai and others. Misasik Kalot Barayas, the Kai of Shekane Nehemiah. So, for many reasons, Achilabah could be different in how you define a relationship question, even if it remains a relationship question alone, as opposed to Biser, Maisa Achilah, Maisa Hana, etc. Right? So how you explain this is the same. But the idea anyway is that you can distinguish between, you know, within the, you know, validity and parameters of this hekesh between Achila and Shehiya, between what he calls Zman Bashir, as opposed to Heter Shalakeram, which means bias. The Tamamai, right? Lo Yalfinan El Inim Ha'omur B'mikra. Okay. As I think some of you pointed out the other day, of course, I think Noah, right? Yeah? The mikra, I mean, the Enocha Boa L'chibusha, is, you know, is where you start. My only comment on that, as I think I did then, is, you know, you can see that as a Zeres HaKasuv, which is also fine, and definitely some people do. Or you can see as a kind of, you know, Giloy Milsa, you know, that provokes you then, you know, to either conclude or to at least consider, you know, that there are differences for good reason. Right. So you start, of course, by saying, you know, don't throw in the kitchen sink. Don't assume that there aren't distinctions. Fundamental distinctions, right? Or technical distinctions, like just how I described, two different ways to explain why, you know, bailus could be a factor in Shehiya, and is not necessarily going to be a factor in Hana and Achila. Just explain two or three different reasons why. Some of them are very technical, and some of them are more fundamental. So the mikra is where you begin with. It says, well, you know, but it's also true that in the psukim in the Torah, when the Torah goes back and forth between Shehiya, the Isra of having the chametz, and Achila, which it does, several psukim, in the different parshios, right, it's usually talking about Zman. It's usually talking about Shivas Yam. And that's what he means. That's what he's talking about. El inin ha'omer b'mikra. Zman, the shir. Shivas Yam, b'mzor lo yimatzeh b'mavekher. Shivas Yam, right? Ki ko ochel chametz, b'zman b'shtoni kra. Shiur, again, the Uranus is very thorough. The sid lo yirelecha s'or, lo yirelecha chametz. B'shiura, b'shtoi, kro b'drabzeh. And Rabzeh is not kasa ha-kasu, meaning it says achila, that's lukach, and then shiur, or even perakam de beitza, machogus beisil of deshamay, bir machila, that's part of the, you know, the shaka v'tari. In the Gemara, the Beitza, which we still talk a lot about, but mentioned it, we talked about Shalom Kederach a little bit, earlier part of the year I mentioned, we still have to get back to it. What's the relationship between Seor and Chametz? So that's a big question. Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, Rambam and Ravid, in some aspects of it, and other Rishonim, touches on, let's say, Shalom Kederach, Dom Shem Roy Lachilas Kelev, Neveu Shem Ruyel Ger, Dom Shem Mitzot Lachilas Adam. Very important question. But The question there is about the relationship between Seor and Chametz. Seor, then it's not grammar. Seor is worse than Chametz and better than Chametz. Right? In one respect, it's worse, more intense. You could say it's the source, it's the Chametz. Right? It's the, on the other hand, you know, as a Chetzah Shalom Ochel, or as a Maisah Chila, you know, it's a victim of its, you know, being worse. That's a big question. So, but part of the question is the relationship between Biur and Achil. So that's how we understand the Pesukim, how he's applying that to Sugim Beitz and Abzayim. The Alpin Beitzim of Biur and Achil, Avalid and Shadbar, and Lo Hilkach, Lo Kashim and Beitzim or Macha, the Hadar. We're going to say, oh, Rav Acha was Chozer, you know, with regard to Akum and Hekdesh. So, you know, where does that leave us with the very notion of the Sugi Beitza, or the Sugi here, and that hey? So what he's saying is, they have to be more nuanced. It begins with the Pesukim, but what I would say is that also, the Pesukim are a roadmap to be critical in applying, you know, some of these decisions. Okay. So that's one you're reading. We'll get to the connection to Matzah, you know, in the middle of that. So I'm going to talk a little more about that. The other Uranium, Shinawa, is about Halevah's comments. Because again, remember, that's when Rabbeinu David, you know, began his comment by saying, oh, it seems from our sugya, right, that there's an equation between Shehiya and Achila, and then that would seem to be a support for Rashi. Right, it holds the beginning veil over him, that this Bali Roya, that the Roya is not. And at the end of it, it says, no, maybe not. Maybe the equation is only on the current side. So again, that's very interesting about the Roya's comment. That's very interesting about this equation. Right? So Uranium, you know, attacks this issue to earlier. The comments I did, Taro, and C.H. book, as I said, they are given us press. Is Lishitasa. We already mentioned that the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam, we saw it in the Rashi Shams and then in the Rosh, both in the first and third parak. Even if you hold that, you know, Tarobas alone is not a problem, not like the Rabbi. In other words, if they pass it against Rabbi Eliezer, we pass it like the Chachamim. That, you know, Tarobas Bivalokum. But if you have Tarobas Alidei, Zai Sechimas Pras, right, like beer or something like that, Kashvino Mekiru Hu Be'enei, the overall of the Bali Rabbi Yimatsu. And that's a Shita, even the Bali Tosis of all the Bali Rabbi Tarobas Chametz, think that Zai Sechimas Pras is different. The Be'enbo Zai Sechimas Pras, Lo Avar Bali Rabbi Yimatsu, and then Muto Asho so Bakrabha. Okay. The Talma, skip it a little bit. The Khima bin Tarobas Vikomach Netzis of Sukhira Marbinamlay. Excuse me. Will the Indian Achila grade the Marbinamlay? The Krob Achila Ksi. Of an Indian, Lo Yiroa, Lo Asho Khamri, but same idea. You know, the words even according to the Mandamar, Tarobas Chametz is also, says the Bali Tosis. Right, but not the Bali Rav. Yapo Gav, Rabbi Nimsakim Paragale, Iskash, Hashbosa Sor, Lachilas Chametz, Yosif Shiva Sor, Sor, Yimatek, Yimatekem, Ki Kolonko Machmetzet, Vinnechmesa, the Mashma Kolech, the Mechayim, Lachilas Chametz, Mechayim, Hashbosa Chametz. Exactly the same question. Like, once you find exceptions, how do you, you know, integrate the mixed evidence on the possibility of distinguishing between Shehiya and Achila. Lachilas Chametz to Mechayim ala Koris Iskash. That's right, that's the answer. Like Rebbeinu David, the recording of the Hekesh Koris Ksiv, the Sifri Kol Ha'ol Chametz to Nechusa, Kol Chametz to Mechayim ala Koris, Mitzvah Lash Misa. But Lachilas Chametz to Balav, Rani Karov, Shemba, Kazai Sechilas Pras, Ashu Chametz to Ayin Iskash. Hilkach, Tarobes, having of the mitzvah below Shior, Lo Ovar, Aleha, the volume below Shir means going to his the Rabbi Eliezer that had to be Sarah to Issa. Hadamina, the Karakana, the base of his line speaks from. Same exact, you know, the Urayim had his antennae, you know, up for Saor and Chametz, Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai, because that's an important application. You know, there is the Sugin Beitza, right? And then there is, you know, the whole question of Tarogas. You have like 5, 6, 7 examples of this. So what do you do with the Sugin Beitza? Yalkin of Yom Yachil, Dafkel, and Shir, same answer. The Lo Yalkin of Yom Yachil, Vikra, Dafkel, Behind the Shir, Avalin Shadvar, Lo Yalkin, Ashir, and Sibis, Armin, Rav Zera, Pasach HaKasa. And then that's the riot, because it's, now it goes to, what do you refer to? The Tevet, the Lo Yalkin, based on the Kombi, Alidin, Psachim, Kav Tesson, Alidin, Rav Yalkin, 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 Allah Shmamina bin Beisil in Shira Yisa, Lidin Shadvarim, Leis. Okay, so you get, I mean, there are a few others, and certainly my guess is that this is a huge topic in the Achronim, because it's the kind of thing that they pick up on, you know, with a fine comb, kind of to pick up on. The Pinoshua and others. I'm speculating, but I'm pretty sure that you'll find it. So, you know, you have to identify the main sugyas where you either have evidence for or against. But instead of just, you know, taking the stance, assuming that it's a zero plus zero, that, you know, the rule is yes, and there are zeros and plus no's, or the rule is no, and there are zeros and plus yeses, I think it, you know, it's very tempting and I think compelling, you know, also to take the approach that this is a fault line. Meaning that these are issues which highlight, you know, how many or the different mechayim in their relationship to each other, which dinim are primarily dinim that have to do with, again, kind of relationship, as opposed to Maisaveras, you know, Chepsa Shal Isers, etc. Okay? So that's just the two Urayims, which are connected to each other, together with Rabbeinu David and our Tosas, and these Sugyas, and the discussion of the, you know, the Rashi that is quoted, and the Rishonim, and the Rambam, and all of that, and even the anti Rambam views. The Ramban, as opposed to the writing of the Tosas, all these belong to a big topic which is bigger yet still, and that is this question of the Kesher, you know, between these two very pivotal aspects of Chametz. Okay? And it gets played out, you know, in all sorts of. And again, it's not, we know it from, you know, where you have Pturei Bayura, what about Achirim? We have, you know, things like Bittol and Achirim, Gamal, and so on. And where you have Chiyuvei Chametz, do you automatically have a Chiyuv stand, Shehiya, you know, things like Maronis, etc. But it's going to be for other things, too. Like, you know, Chatzishir for Taromas, I'm sorry, Chatzishir for Achirim, Chatzishir for Shehiya. You know, things of that sort. Again, that's a very massive topic in the Achronim. Mechatzimah speaks about it all the time. But everybody's with it. Everybody talks about that. Of course, there are elements, as there always are, which makes things just a little more complicated, you know, that have to be worked out within. Like, if you can supply Chatzishir, you know, to something like Shehiya, so it very much depends how you understand causing them to roof. They generally, you know, whether there's a special lay-on application, you know, to comments, you know, whether there are shiurim, you know, in Shehiya, like the two things have to be in existence at the same time. You know, at least, let's say, Anfatsi Zayas, you know, hour one, maybe hours can, you know, can be mitzarei to each other. But does the pieces of chametz at least need to exist in the same, you know, time frame? All these other interesting questions, but there are other examples of this as well. Okay. And we said, let's talk about matzah. In a way, same problem, same issue. And it comes from the same source here on Ham and Aleph. Because our Gemara says that we're being makish, right? Not only, you know, biur and achila, again, also which direction, right? Part of it. But also biur and achila to matzah. So the whole connection to matzah is a whole other list. And, you know, the question again, whether we're dealing with two sides of the same coin, you know, whatever makes matzah unnecessary makes chametz poison, and vice versa, or the relationship is more one-directional, meaning it's either about matzah, you know, being, you know, the required focus, so that squandering that opportunity, you know, is what makes chametz totally unacceptable. Or the opposite, it's the toxicity of chametz which makes the alternative of matzah, you know, important. Those three options. And they're not mutually exclusive at all, frankly. They're different. And they overlap, but they're not mutually exclusive. It could be all three of those things are true. But they are different. Where, of course, if you look for the akaminas, you know, there they might be mutually exclusive, or they might look to be mutually exclusive. I would say you want to find cases where, you know, the matzah is driving the chametz, or the chametz is driving the matzah. Somebody who doesn't have a key of matzah, what's the status of the chametz? Somebody who's, you know, exempt from the issur of chametz, you know, does he have a key of akaminas? You know, matzah. You know, so to pin down the cases better, you probably have to assume a level of, in some cases, mutual exclusivity, but conceptually not mutually exclusive at all. Anyway, so if we're talking about, you know, what is the relationship within chametz, biur and achila, or the types of chametz, tarobetz and regular, chatzishir and regular, etc. So one, you know, small step or giant step, depending on your point of view, beyond that is the asei malav, you know, the chametz and matzah. So here's a great example where the Gemara does say that the zman matzah, you know, reflects chametz. It doesn't tell us, you know, anything about these three possibilities. It just tells us that there's matzah. There's these comments. Okay. But as I said, this is a whole, maybe we'll do that, if you have a sense tomorrow, maybe we'll fill in a little more about that. But just in terms of what we started to discuss, again, if you look at the psukim, it's very, very evident. And the Gemara's, you know, quote these psukim all the time. You just look at the Torah itself. In the same pasuk, sometimes in the same half pasuk, just like Bior and Achila, you'll find this yin and yang, you know, kind of situation. So, again, in the Sugya and Lamed Vav, I'm sorry, this is Lamed Hey, you have Eil Dvarim Shem Yotzim Chavasim and Pesach, and Shem and Matzah, and then you have Kipin Sorum Kusim Shippum Shibola Shuol. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that the Zinich HaMashiach is something from Matzah? Then the Gemara here says, where does that come from? Amakra, actually, the Lazim Yaakov, Lo tochal alo chamet shivasam tochal al matzos, Dvar magoni b'nei chimutz, Adem yotzeve b'nei chamasa b'matzah, Yotzeve b'shem b'nei chimutz, El l'idei sirch. And then there's a whole discussion about the Rosh and the Nuri, famously, and the status of Ovis. Right? But the point is that we, based on this integration in Sukkim, we know that Masa can only come from Chometz potential meaning. The question is, does it go well beyond that? Because he couldn't have said that's all it was. So it's a it's basically a hidden zonos or a Chamesh Saminim or in Lecha. Because the Chamesh Saminim din, right, is broad. Chamesh Saminim is a requirement for Birkas HaMazon and for the mitzvah of Challah, right? So this idea of Chamesh Saminim is, I say, broadly applied for Amotzi. Right? So those are three areas that have nothing to do with Kabanazas. Okay, so in addition to that, it's also Kobeya for Chametz and for Matz. But it doesn't have to be that way, obviously. And you wonder, why not to say you need, Mizonos or Lechem or Tas or something like that. Actually, Raman sometimes uses language like that. Moreover, the Gemara at least doesn't apply. I've spoken about this in the past, pre-Pesach talks, that the Gemara applies it also on an Isser level. The Gemara here in Pesachim, that's a Matzah Shalom Tevel, famous Gemara, based on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't be Yotzei of a Lopet Tevel. Why can't you be Yotzei the Matzah Shalom Tevel? Of course, you violate Isser, that would be a terrible thing. No one's suggesting that you shouldn't do. The question is, if you did it, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah? So the Gemara has a very, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's not a time for right now. But the Gemara on Lamed Hei Beis suggests that it's based again on this connection between Chametz and Matzah. Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanu Yochanan Yotzei Bechametz Tevel Shelo Nitkan." The Gemara says, "Kol Tevel Namiyo Zimlam Eimeis Elo Tevel Shelo Nitkan Kol Tzarcho Shenitlo Benetchuk Benetchuk Esnatsa Ma'aser Chum Ma'aser Sheni Apinu Ma'aser Aminayim Tam Lomar Lo Tochal Olo Chametz." So the Gemara has a view that the reason that you're not yotzei matzah shel tevel is because you will not violate. If you ate this tevel, it wasn't matzah, it was chametz, you wouldn't violate the isur of chametz. Therefore, in parallel, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, be sure to come like Chametzah. But even you would, if you would eat Chametz or Tevel, you wouldn't violate the Isur Chametz. Why not? Where did it go? Where did it disappear to? So the Gemara says that the Gemara says that it's based on the principle of being Yisachalisa. And then the Gemara goes to some discussions of Rav Shimon and Yisachalisa, yes, no, etc. But this is very remarkable. One second. This is a very remarkable because it's one thing saying being Yisachalisa, it's a fundamental question. We discuss that sometime. Right? Whether there's no Onesh, or it's really Machia Yisr, even as a Mansa. Okay, number one, how, to what extent is Ein Yisachal Yisr? But no matter what you say about Ein Yisachal Yisr, at the end of the day,
This is an example of Otoka of Chametz, Mishu Simchabot, of Chametz, of the Zeshis. You can't, it's like not doing the Zomers of Lech HaPas, that's for sure. Right? It has to do with there being on the docket. Like if you weren't careful, you know, in being shomer this chametz or something, and over a giant chametz, and you would have violated these sort of chametz before. So you have to be able to violate it before halachically, not just as chametz or chametz, totally chametz or chametz. Just it happens to be tevel. So the din of eidus or chalaliser is chametz. That's shocking. Not shocking that you don't violate covenants. That's the thing of Agnes Achalisa. That requires its own analysis. Right? But that should have any impact whatsoever on the equation in the psukim regarding the directors of Hamasah is shocking. Okay? And not just, you know, over dramatizing. I think it really is shocking. Most people don't even just read the Gemara. Which is good. But you know, you have to take a step back sometimes to appreciate, you know, the implications. So it actually gets even better, if that's possible. Right? That possible? Sometimes, you accept. So the Gemara gets even better, because Ravina says, Apil Tema Rabbanan, right? Ravina says, listen. You know, do we pass an Agnes Achalisa? Especially for the Rishonim we can have in these kind of circumstances. Meaning, it's the Basachas, it might be Kolel. There are conditions that are going to be right. And now some people don't hold Agnes Achalisa at all. So the Gemara says, Ravina, Amar, Akil, Tamar, Abanam, Mishi, Sur, Mishubal, Tokal, Chametz, Bilbao. That's actually Yisroel, Shabbat Tochal Chametz Bilvad, Yilach and Shabbat Tochal Tevel. Okay, so the Gemara says a very remarkable thing. Ravina said, actually you violate the Yisroel Chametz of the Chametz Shal Tevel. This is not, there's no exemption of any Chametz. Oh, so it would seem like we're back to you ate matzah shel tevel. Had it been chametz, you would have violated. You would have gotten the demerits of chametz, right? The alfal pichay, you're still not going to be yotzei for matzah. Why? Because this is a chassum that ties chametz and matzah together. So Ravina is a bilvad kind of thing. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Oh, so I'm going to read in a second." Then the Gemara goes back. Midi Bobat Siv. Tell him a five that can be Rosheshes. We don't have to go further than any Sukkahs. But what's this Bobat? Meaning, not only do you have to be liable if you violate, if you're not careful, if it's Chametz, to the actual Nisur of Chametz, the contest has to be strictly focus on, exclusively about, chametz and matzah. When you're eating, you know, this chametz, when you're eating this matzah, right, the only thing that could make it usur has to be chametz. So if you like saved it from being chametz. And if it also is tevel, so then, even though you know, had it been chametz, you would have violated chametz, or you would have only violated chametz, right? It would have been a contest here between its matzah potential and its chametz liability. That's the only kind of matzah you can have. But if it's a contest between matzah potential, chametz liability, and there's another reserve in the mix, it's too distracting. It doesn't look enough. I mean, I'm just trying to explain it and understand it. It doesn't look enough like a contest. You know, a fight, a struggle, you know, for predominance between the yin and the yang, between these two poles. Okay? So the Gemara says, no, I'm not going to go that far. It doesn't say go back anymore. I would say give the Rabbina a little bit of this shot. Like the Lord says, Chalisa could do anything. And I also add the piece of that the Rambam is very difficult Shita, the one passing that Master Shakabal is also, so that's the mass. And he also, it's not so sustainable based on maybe Chalisa, as in Shon Mudah. Ramban in Sakin Paskins against the Mishnah. Sounds harsh. And the Rambam Paskins like the Mishnah. Right? But the Rambam got all the criticism. And the Ramban got accolades. For good reason. Ramban says you don't pass it like this Mishnah because the Rambam says it's based on Ibn Sukhal and Isser. And we don't Paskin Ibn Sukhal and Isser in this case. And therefore the conclusion should be that the Pesach and Mishnah is incorrect. And then I'll be most capable of the Rambam saying, you know, he's right. They don't so much quote the Rambam, but they're, you know, he's like, he should have passed it like this Mishnah. Why is Rambam passed? That's one of the rare cases where Rambam gets criticized for passing it like a Mishnah. But it's understandable why he's getting that criticism. So what's the answer? There are also times to give my own suggestion, but I'm just trying to highlight that there is something going on here which establishes that when the Gemara makes this link between chametz and matzah, that it's not just a din and pas or lechem or mezonos, kameshes aminin, amotzi, challah. Because it's nothing to do with that. Not the mainstream view of the Gemara and Rabbina. And yet, at the same time, that's perfectly clear, because in our Gemara, the Gemara is talking about timing. Right? Our Gemara is basically saying that we wouldn't know that there would be an Isur Shehiyas comments on the first night of Pesach. We wouldn't know that if not for the fact that it's not matzah. Okay, that's not as radical a thing. Either way, it might be close to it. But it's based on the same right idea that uxidi matzah bears on the matzahs. That there's a separation. And assuming I mentioned Paul, which I already made allusion to, we saw it earlier. You know, in both extremes is so helpful because it highlights both extremes. Right? The idea that Noshim would be excluded from the Isur of Chametz, that's the most radical because they don't have a mitzvah which is not grown on Matzah, highlights the view that Matzah, or the potential of Matzah, is what's Oser of Chametz. Right? And the opposite view, which we do pass to Michael Alaka, which is that Rashi Machayah is a mitzvah matzah, even though it is a mitzvah sanctioned from Brahma, right? It seems to establish that Chametz's impact on matzah. Matzah is the anti-Chametz. If anybody who's in the anti-Chametz, you know, realm, because he has a bit of a it's almost an assay which backs up the law, as opposed to halavi, which is a kind of a law with purpose for that, which backs up the assay. And you have a very parallel, exact same idea, by the way, with regard to another issue. And that is the question of Bei Peiros. Now the Gemara says about Bei Peiros and Lamed Eyom Yalit, a very remarkable Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Omer Chama Bereshit, the main topics of the trying to do, Isa Shebilo Shebiyayim Shem Yivash, is towards the bottom of Lamed Eyom Yalit. If you have dough, like Isa, which is kneaded with a K, right, with Yayin, Shem, and Vash, you know, fruits, drinks.
Ein chayav mochim tzakaris.
So you're not chayav tzakaris for that kind of nation.
Okay?
So the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbah 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 So the Gemara says, or that you can't, sorry, that Yisrael should go to the Gemara, sorry, in Chayim Machim Tzakaris, yeah. That's not in the language of my time. So the Gemara says, oh, wait, my brother, I'll talk about the comments. Dvarim Shem Alem Tzvim, Yidei Chavot Zavat, Chayim Machim Tzakaris. Same idea, same equation. Wow. So basically, what the Gemara says, This point of the Gemara thinks that since you can't fulfill bits of matzah with baked potatoes, because it's not lechem only, it's matzah shira, right? So then we don't fulfill bits of matzah. Therefore, it doesn't qualify as chametz. Again, that's very remarkable. Meaning what we're saying is that objectively it's chametz. But this chametz of chametz, whose parallel cannot be used for matzah, is not excluded as chametz either. This is exactly on the chametz parallel to the gavra din habamina of nashim. Right, the Gemara thought that Mitzvah seems to find Rav Moshe two roads, and therefore they get, you know, they get as much chametz as they want in that matzah. Right? This one's on a gavra level, that's on a chametz level. But then the Gemara turns around. So, it's our good bread, Rav Shlomo Rav Papa, him chol v'gavra, so that this I'm going to go further. Him chol v'gavra. So let's say you chop up the chafza, right? So it doesn't longer have its regular tzur, you know, in order to eat it or to swallow it. Im chametz, hanishkaras im matzah, right? Ina la yotze, yidei chavosa v'pesach. So if chametz, you're getting chametz, if you can't fulfill it's a matzah, right? Says the Gemara. Right? We just said it's an equation. Whenever one is absent, whenever there's no matzo, in parallel, there's no chametz. This is, of course, very radical. It's like the Ravina, you know, radical extension. Because here we're talking about not the ingredients, not the chafza, right? We're talking about, you know, the tsuras ha'achila for the mitzvah. So if the tsuras ha'achila of the mitzvah matzah is not fulfilled, right? So in eating chametz the same way, you know, makes you potter? That's very radical. Anyways, the Gemara says, and Itar Bura Ibi Bar Avin, you know, he was like, you know, dozing away, he said this one, you know, in a couple of seconds. And, but like, you heard something, and what? You know, like through the corner of his ear. Can you hear something through the corner of your ear? Can you hear the corner of your ear? I like it. So, he said, Darbiki, like, you know, like a very paternal, you know, I guess Kinderlach, you could say, right? It's a Kohen, you could say. Because the Heidi Tom, we don't have our own language in Yiddish. So, or Ellie, Heidi Tom of the Rish Lakish,
Right, Shem Tehavali, they pay us.
But if they pay us, they not
you know, you got the whole thing wrong. The reason that, you know, some Isa Shemilosha, Yayin, Shem Vash, is not Chametz, is because they pay us, they. The question is, to what extent is that just true? You know? Or is it also a way of completely igniting or throwing out, and how much conceptually are you throwing out of the idea, right, that, you know, that either a chepsa is not nitan for matzah, you know, even if it's chamech is a minin, you don't have a, you know, it's not a, you know, but it's a matzah shiur? Is the equivalent chepsa to a matzah shiur something, is that principle still true? Or are we only going so far as to say, and if we would say that, would we go even further and say that the surah sahila, you know, is also a poem? That seems very radical. Like, how much are we going on? By the way, so you have the whole same discussion right now, but Lamed Vav and Aleph, the Gemara has a whole discussion about. Im lashon is a piece of the kolav. Im lashon kolav pasal surah. And which is Yom Kama, the famous Gemara. Yom Kama lo talusha li b'yubsha. Mikan v'yela kalusha li b'yubsha. Right, the first day you shouldn't make matzah shira, but the other days you could. So a whole discussion here in the Gemara. Right, Rabbi Kiva said that you know, Shifti, Haisa, Eitza, Rav Laza, Rav Yeshua, the last year, and Isa, the Ayin, the Shem, the Dash, the Omer, the Dabar. Right? That's the whole discussion. So the whole debate in the Sugya there between the Rif and the Balamor and the Ramban and the Chamos, you know, what the Quran, this is the whole question of baking Matzah Ashira on the first day or on the days of Un and the fifth, but also the other direction. Let's say you have made heroes and mine. Is that the Chametz or not? That seems to be the Chametz. Only made heroes are ones that need the Chametz. Let's say you have made heroes and mine. Is that a problem with Matzah Shiva? There's a huge debate among Rishonim. So some of the Rishonim say, they revisit this question and say, well, if, you know, this should be just plugged in to the question of the relationship between Chametz and Matzah. Depending on what you think about Mayim plus the Neiros, whether that's the Chametz or not. But if that is not the Chametz, then you wouldn't be. You know, what do you mean to be excluded when you exclude Matzah Shiur? What are you excluding? You know, the Levite or Imam? Okay. Anyways, without going into all, the Ramban in particular, you know, takes this issue on. And I think I mentioned earlier, yeah, we talked about Shiur. This is where Ramban comes up with his idea. One of his two explanations, one based on, you know, this equation, so the other based on his idea of shmart and some matzahs, that you only yotze with a matzah that, you know, had the potential to become chametz, where you need the positive input of shmira, right, to prevent it. That's what Rambam holds. You know, this, the Dabar, a huge tradition around it. But the whole discussion we get from the Pesach Rambam, you know, in chametz and in matzah, Perkei and Perkav, regarding, you know, Yayin, Shemin, and Chalav, and Dvash, and so on. Most of them are very troubled by it. At the end of the day, partly, if you read our Rambam and Chalav very carefully, part of what he's trying to figure out is the equation between Chalav and Matzah as specific in both directions, or not? We must stop. As when the Gemara had that Chalav behind the Gemara said, we run too far about him Chalav the Gomo. Is that only in the direction of matzah and chametz? Like, you know, if you can't fulfill the matzah because of you know, some more external factor, like how you happen to be eating it, you know, rather than the ingredients or the preparation of the chatzah, you're not going to go that far. But are you going to go that far maybe in the other direction? In terms of being yotzei b'matzah, you know, whether there's no chametz for technical reasons? And so, because I don't want to go into detail, but just to sum up what we're saying, when we go back now and understand, you know, our discussions in the beginning of the year, you know, about bedika, you know, shmartim as a matzah, so maybe even a matzah, it's no in the comments, seems pretty wild. And I've already mentioned, you know, the intermediate aspect of it. And then we think, you know, even more about, you know, chametz being yisutzman, chametz being butzer kol hashana, chametz being a prize, you know, food substance that your meal revolves. I mean, more not so much chametz, but the point of lechem pas, but it's not lechem and pas, it's chametz. You know, and then all of a sudden it becoming so. The idea that matzah plays this role. We talk about shivat yamim. As we were discussing on Thursday, and the idea that, you know, the Torah itself says Shiva Tzadim, you know. So there's a debate that we're showing him about the kiyum. Right? Is there a kiyum to eat it or not? But even if there's a kiyum, as Hashem correctly pointed out last time, and that's Balmor's issue, and let me show you. It's not like Sukkah. You're not making a motzi. You'd say you are making a motzi. You're not making a lachos matzah each time. And the tzid has this interesting idea. You know, the chalik between, you know, the seder, which is the zakiyum of achilos matzah, more than kesayis, you know, as opposed to beyond. I think you also could do the chalik between first day, maybe, and other days. There's a lot of evidence. Not for now, that the whole first day in general, or that the whole holiday of Chagamatzah falls on the first day, and it should have to discuss it more fully. So, at the end of the day, though, maybe what all this means is that the matzah, you know, definitely has an independent value, you know, definitely shapes hundreds, but there's definitely a lot is happening on the other side as well. And that if part of the din of Shiva Tzion is it's Shiva Siyam because the Shiva Siyam shall comments. You can understand why there's a bracha. Now, the kiyumim, you know, is to negate matzah, is to negate comments more. But because it's a negative more campaign, more than it is an affirmation of matzah beyond the beginning of the chag, you know, it just doesn't express itself. Yeah, there are answers that we're showing you. But, that may be part of the approach as well. Anyways, going back to our Gemara, this Gemara is very important. It was the first time we decided that we had a monopoly, this idea that there is a strong connection between matzah and chametz. Okay, so let's draw our attention now at the finish in a couple minutes. I guess I'll finish this on Tuesday before we go on to the issue of Havara, Lechalik, and Mitzvot, which I'm going to discuss on Tuesday. But just finally to say a few more words about those tishkas, the Pesach Adayim, Achametz, Kav. Okay, so we've seen already quite a bit about it. And basically what we're trying to suggest, I guess we're three broadly speaking approaches. One is that you know, Halakhudekar and Halakhudekar. Basically, we're talking about two completely different deities. I don't know what you need to say, you know, that it's a coincidence in order to say that. I mean, there's a din in Korban Pesach, and there's a din in, you know, Chametz per se, you know, separate from Korban Pesach. And they are separate. I guess in the most extreme way you would say, you know, that's a coincidence. That sounds too
coincidental. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be a coincidence. But at least it's not the same thing, and it isn't that. And I guess the more either formulations you can find that, it's more connected to the actual sutta of the sutta. You know, it's more limited to, you know, what to be mitsura to the hakrava and the kropasa and so on. Especially if you can find discrepancies in the Hagdara, let's say, of chametz, in that context, that would be very telling. I don't know whether we go so far as to say it's a coincidence. I don't think so. I think you can't say it's a coincidence. But at minimum, it would, you know, establish that this, or more likely establish, let's say this way, because I still think there's a way back, that, you know, most people deal with it differently, not more likely. So, for example, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, let's say, about circumstances where a ptur, Balyurabayimatse Roshikiya, right? But you still might have a violation of the Losizbach or Losizchat, you know, as the case, maybe I'm going to finish. Literally the Bible wins. I'll have to finish this on Tuesday. You know, we also have to finish this tomorrow, because I really want to start Tuesday with Habar Lalah. Anyway, it's connected to our description. We're going to do some, you know, Karpat Sakhar, and especially Sparrow Sakhar, so if you have a chance to finish tomorrow. But the question of Bittul, for example, does Bittul work? Let's say the Baal Dea Kabura or the Shokin, the Zorin, the Makir, as the case of the Vi, let's say they did Bittul comments. Right? Does that happen? They sold comments in their possession. Or they sold their comments to an angel. Right? Is to go to Kula or the Kum. Let's say they did things that exempt them from the Bayrobay Matsari, right, and the Chabatamat. Does it exempt them from those Sizbach and those Sishkat here? Or not? Or like on the other direction? Right? Because here, you still might say, that, you know, that maybe we're just more machir, like in the standards. I think there's different things that you could say about this. We could say, oh, it comes from Pesach, it's a more acute to do this from Pesach. Or even more, you know, machir about the standards. Okay, but what if it's in the other direction? Let's say we're more maker. They say, you're actually going to violate Mr. Shia, right? But maybe, you know, you need more to violate those Sishma. Okay? Either way, this idea that you can distinguish, so this is a very big argument. Because of Bittul, a lot of people would assume that it's implicit in the Gemara. There's no sense that the guy's on his way, you know, to be shokin this pisco, they give you mabata and schatz. Rather more later on. So, the Achronim, a lot of them assume that that applies, you know, to his, you know, problem of shkitas ha-pesach al-chet. But it doesn't have to be that at all. And the Pasha is truly speaking about his bayom, like, what's it problem? And there are other ways for him to neutralize, you know, his Osisha problem. Or maybe he's, you know, not going to end up being more shelter, or whatever it is, I think, or he gives it away, whatever it could be. All I'm saying is, I think it's a clever raya,
I don't think it's a simple one. Let me say it another way. If you take the view that Bittul only works, you know, because of the whole Rabbi Shmuel issue, etc., etc., right? It's not so clear to me, you know, that that has to apply, you know, to the din of chametz in Shmuel's Korban Pesach. Because again, that might explain why you don't violate body rot, because that's how you buy the food. Right? It doesn't necessarily absolve you of, because we're not talking about lo yirah lecha, big vulcha, pershutzcha, from lo sishchat chametz, or lo sizbach, right? Ala chametz. Or vadayim chametz chametz. So the more you think that, let's say, post-Ramban, that this is based on Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel, right, the less obvious it is to me as a standalone that this is going to be true. Okay. But, and what about the other directions? Is this a debate between, like, the Tzlach and, you know, the Yudah, in other words, and the Chassidim? The Chassidim speaks not at all. Like, you know, what happens if you, you know, whatever you hold about, let's say, two Yisraelim, you know, a Makid and a Nifkah, you know, in Bali Rah, like, what's the din when it comes to the system? I got this up. But let me just give one other example where we're really highlighting it, and then we'll finish. And that is, the Minchas Kiddushin, if you ask me, the language of the Rambam, the language of the Kiddushin, especially in Sefer Mitzvos, implies that there is no law. Or, if anything, that it's a din in Chametz. Not that it's a din in Korban Pesach. The Minchas Kiddushin himself, I think, is totally inclined to think that this is a totally separate halacha and a Korban Pesach. To the extent that the Minchas Kiddushin weighs the possibility that if you do, this is a kind of strange case, if you do halonas emurim in a way that it's not possible lima, like you keep the stuff on the rosh on the stand, whatever it is, there are ways to do it apparently, and you know, you're not going to violate lima. So you could have, you know, the hakfara of the Korban Pesach after Pesach is over. You know, like the Herod Shulis, finally get to the halonas. Mikhasina says, I don't see why, if the guy has chametz in his rishos at that point, he doesn't violate this day. And other opponents say that just like, can't be. Can't be that you can eat chametz in your home, you know, that the day after Pesach, whatever it is, and you're in violation of Losisbach or Losishkach chametz al Pesach. To me, that's a great. Again, I think the Mechassidim is extremely aware. Mechassidim is a separate thing. Maybe the Korban Pesach. Maybe the shame comments is significant in Korban Pesach because of its role in general. But it's still a discussion. Whereas I think it's the other extreme is to see this merely as an acute additional expression of Yisur Shias comments. Right? And then, you know, there might be additional elements of dimensions, you know, to compensate for that. But it is that, it's about Metzias HaKadosh, Shehias HaKadosh, Bizman, or, you know, Yuri, or Mitzurah 2. Or to say that they really are Tadina, but they're related. They overlap, they're two times the same thing. This is what I think the Rambam and the Chinuch really hold. So I want to just pick up on that. Maybe we'll do tomorrow, if I can. Because it's, you know, it's also from Pesach. Okay, you have to show me. But if you listen, let's talk about the issues of Yitoch and as the other Havana law. The other issues of Sugano are back to Bible. Okay, cool. Yeah, just as I'm going, as I'm running, people need.